and brought greetings from the Far East. So like this. Ohayo, 안녕하세요, 大家好. And I give thanks to the Lord for this opportunity to share at this Shabbat morning. Also grateful to the leadership of this congregation for inviting me to share. This morning I have this passage from 1 Chronicles chapter 22. I would like to read a few verses from this chapter. There is verse 11 now, 11 and 14 through 16. I read these verses. This is ESV. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, so that you may succeed in building the house of the Lord your God, as he has spoken concerning you. Verse 14. With great pains, I have provided for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond weighing. For there is no so much of it. Timber and stone too I have provided. To these you must add. You have an abundance of workmen, stone cutters and masons and carpenters and all kinds of craftsmen without number, skilled in working gold, silver, bronze and iron. Arise and work. The Lord be with you. And then we see the world can be divided into two. World history can be divided in two parts. It's before Christ and before and after HaMashiach. And also Israel's history can divide possibly into two parts. Before David and after David. David is the hero, probably the most prominent hero in the Old Testament. What was David's mission? David's mission was to build the temple in there. And he prepared throughout his life three things to prepare to build the temple in Jerusalem. There is the site, the ground he bought with Ornan or Arauna with 600 shekels of gold. And then he bought. The site was prepared. And then he prepared the materials, like silver, gold, and iron, timber, and all these, and also workforces. Especially he prepared this man, his son, Solomon. So he prepared three things, the workforce, and the materials, and the site. It was ready. But he was not able to build the temple himself because God forbid him to do that. You know the story. And now his successor, the King Solomon, was to build this temple. And this chapter is about his final word to his son. It's kind of testimony or will. My son, you be wise and rise up and build the temple. And how much he prepared? He prepared for about over 30 years the materials for the building of the temple of the Lord. And we have here the list, a very brief list, is 100,000 talents of gold. How much is it today? One talent is, usually we count, 34.5 kg. So 100,000 talents can be something like 3,450 tons. And in today's, yesterday I searched the Google, today's price in dollars, USD, how many dollars was 1 kg gold? Something I counted, it is 100,000 talents amounts to $133 billion. And then I also counted again, and then 1,000,000 talents of silver, it was about $18 billion. So altogether about $151 billion. Then I looked into Google search, something like that. And then which building is the most expensive building in the world now? My search results show that one building in Mecca, Al-Barj, that is very expensive, most expensive building in the world now. It's $15 billion. So you compare. Solomon's temple was 10 times as expensive as the most expensive building in this world now. So we can safely say David and Solomon's temple was the most expensive building on earth throughout history. David was with the Lord, or the Lord was with David. Therefore, he was able to gather these materials. Of course, timber and other things, then it could be up to all the labor charge and then everything. It could be about $200 billion worth. That is the price tag for the temple. Nothing like that existed on earth. Only that one. The temple, we know, symbolizes the body of Christ. Jesus said, you tear down this temple. I will build, rise up again in 3 days. And then in John 2 says, he was speaking about, or he was referring to his own body. Therefore, building the temple means building the body of Christ. What is the body of Christ? The body of Christ, as we know now, is the church. What was the mission of Jesus Christ? These days, many organizations are putting mission statement. What was mission statement of Jesus Christ? We can go to Matthew 16, and then 16 from verse 13, we have this in Caesarea Philippi, and then Jesus took these disciples and then went there, and then one day a holiday or outing. And then he said, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Elijah or John Baptist or someone else? And who do you think I am? Who do you say I am? Who am I, according to your understanding? And then Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus complimented him. Well done, boy. You did well. And then you are Peter, and I will build my church on this rock. This is the mission statement, as I understand. Then he was revealing that in Jerusalem I will get suffering, and then after 3 days I will rise up. He was showing the whole scenario, redemptive activity of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we can say, building my church, the church of Jesus Christ, is the Messiah's mission statement. That was his mission, ultimate goal, why he came on earth here. Therefore, we are involved. Because of his, as we are disciples of Jesus, we are involved in this building church, in building the temple. Temple, i.e., body of Christ, i.e., church. Of course, we know church is not just building, but body of the whole Christians who are committing and accepting Jesus as the Savior and the Redeemer, and then the Lord. How do we build the church? And then we can come to again Matthew 28. At the end of the chapter 28, we have this great commission. And then chapter 18 through verse 20, we have this Jesus' final commitment, assignment to his disciples. He said, you go to all the nations and make disciples of them. That is the ultimate method, the way of building the church. Who are building the temple, building the body of Christ. And then you shall be my witness. And then Matthew 28 and Acts 1, we have this whole picture of building the church. That is, who are the all nations? All the nations, or pantata ethne, or kol hagoyim. Jesus articulated who the all nations are in Acts 1:8. We have this, and then the Holy Spirit will come, and then you will, in 10 days time, you will have, the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be empowered. And then you will be with my witness in Jerusalem here, and also in all Judea, and then Samaria, and then until the end of the earth. Therefore, we can say the kol ha goyim means Israeli, Jews, and Gentiles, very simply. Now, we can go back again to the temple. Who were the contributors for the temple? It was not done overnight, and collecting this a lot of materials took a lot of years, more than 30 years for David. And David was conquering around the whole this area. In the Near Eastern area. He was conquering here and there, and then Edomites, and around surrounding area, even the north and northern area too, almost up to the Euphrates River. And then there was booties or spoils, plundering from the war, and many times regularly, he received the tributes from those subjugated nations. And so, we can say all these 100,000 gold, talents of gold and million talents of silver and other things were contributed by the ethnic groups outside or surrounding. It means Gentiles. The temple was built by the contribution of Israel and the nations. And what about building church? It's the same. Old Testament, New Testament, the way of the salvation, redemption is the same. Of course, there are many, many teachings, but what I see from the word is the same. And then the building, the church is the same. Israel and the nations, or Jews and Gentiles. That's what it says in Matthew 28 and also Acts 1:8. Therefore, we need to be faithful to his calling to go out to all the nations and then do them, make disciples of them. And then at verse 20, he says, teach them, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. Without teaching, church is weak. Without biblical teaching, we are parasha reading and then reading and weekly Bible study and personal devotional reading. Without the Bible teaching, church does not work. What kind of Bible? All that I have commanded means the whole Bible. Not only the New Testament, not only Old Testament. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament, 66 books. And then all ethnic, all the people groups. And then teaching. How do you relate? Teaching in their own languages. If you go to China, I said, Pastor Chek and Harvard said, and then I'm based in Tibetan Plateau. Yes, we are living in a very high place, very close to heaven. And then and God is there, potentially closer. And then very dark, extremely dark. And then the Tibetan people, of course, speak Tibetan. They don't know much about Chinese even either. And you know, not at all. Only maybe less than one person speak English. How can make disciples of them and teaching them? 제가 지금 이렇게 말하면 아무도 알아듣지 못하죠. I spoke Korean. So it's like that. You don't understand. Yeah? So you teach in your own language. Hebrew is a brilliant language. But if you use Hebrew there, teach the Bible in Hebrew. Doesn't make sense. So the Holy Spirit, we have to follow the Holy Spirit's model. Demonstration. Chapter 2 of Acts. Tongue speaking. We need modern day tongue speaking. There is Bible translation. Translating the Bible into ethnic groups' language. Then, teach. Then, the church is built. Now, let's look at the statistics. Now, there are how many ethnic groups in the world? There are some categories how we can classify ethnic groups. But one good category is language. One language, one ethnic group. There are about 7,000 languages in the world. It means about 7,000 people groups. And the whole Bible is needed. And then how many whole Bibles are available in how many languages? About 540. A little less than 540. And then out of 7,540 means less than 10% available. Of course, population-wise, this 540 languages come up more than 90%. About 90%. So they are not, these 540 languages are covering a lot of people groups. But what about those small language groups who are very unique in their language and in their own culture, in their own territory, in a certain very remote mountainous area, in Tibetan area, or in southwest China, Kunming area, Yunnan province, for example? They also need the Bible. If I need three times eating, they also need three times eating. Our food is the Bible. If I need quality food, they also need quality food. Oh, those small language group, they need only the gospel, that's enough. No. You are talking about Indian caste system and the Brahman and the Kshatriya and then this like that. And then your English speakers are like a Brahman and then those small group of 1,000 people group are like untouchable. They need only a few books out of 66. No. Everybody, every human being created in God's image in this world needs to hear His greatest message, the message of salvation, message of love and life, in His own language. Every verse is to be there. The whole food, wholesome food, 66 books. And then this task is very, very huge remaining. One day I counted how many, out of total task of providing 66 books for the whole 7,000 languages, how many percent done already is about 15%. 85% remaining. This is our task. Providing the Bible, vernacular Bibles, is like preparing 100,000 talents of gold. Today's passage, David says to his son, with great pains I have prepared. It's very painful thing. You know, good Bible doesn't come easily. Some people these days pronounce that in two months' time and the Bible can be produced. Probably, yes. But quality, not guaranteed. 99%, 99 plus 99, not quality. Not quality is guaranteed. Therefore, quality Bible comes with a lot of pains. So, I have been translating the Azerbaijani Bible. It took more than 10 years, almost 20 years. Very, very painful. Often I just knelt down before the Lord. Lord, I cannot do this. It's too difficult. It's too difficult. And then the Lord gave us, me and our team, to do that. Because 540 Bibles means every team has gone through these hard pains. But this is mission possible. Why? The 100,000 tons of talents of gold was able to be gathered in Jerusalem. How? The Lord was with David. And also he says to his son, and the Lord be with you. And Jesus said at the end of chapter 28, I always will be with you, Emmanuel, God. Because of his presence amongst us, this is possible. This mission is possible. It took about 2,000 years to complete 15% of the whole task. Now the remaining 85%, how many years will it take? Almost like more than 5,000. No. It can be done in 50 years. If the church pray and then take a lot of pains, and then also like our brothers here going home, and they will take the pains and then to give the whole Bible into for their own languages. If the Lord is raising someone like these brothers and sisters, it can be done. And also supporters. Now, praise the Lord. In Jerusalem, we see God's instruments here. I find like HPTY, BLC, and then also like it's supporting with prayer and then moral support, spiritual support. And then it can be done. Because to produce good quality Bible for the remaining more than 5,000 languages, the translators need a good understanding of language. First of all, Hebrew. And then also Greek. And then good, deep understanding of a cultural setting. Here, it can be provided in this country. We thank the Lord for the provision He has set here. Institutions and fellowships. Therefore, we can do this. And then this congregation is also doing wonderful things for the Lord. Restoration of the kingdom. People, Jesus' disciples were asking questions. Finally, he was about to stand up, go up, and then they were asking, Lord, give us some tip. When this kingdom will be restored? Many people here in this country especially, they await the restoration of the kingdom, Davidic kingdom. Jesus said, Holy Spirit, and then go to the whole nations. Start from here, Jerusalem. And then Jews and Gentiles. All ethnic groups. No ethnic group should be missed out. All ethnic groups to be evangelized. They shall be included in the kingdom of God. They shall be included in the temple. They shall be included in the church. So this is our task before us. And then because of the Holy Spirit's presence, this is possible mission. Mission possible. So we are all involved, whether you are Bible translator or not. Building the church is the mission of the church. And then we are here together. I'm in the front line. I'm going to India and another this country, not only China, and sometimes here. And then the Lord is the same. Here, there. And then here is the position to serve, to make it happen. So the Lord bless you. And the Lord be pleased with you continuously. That he can use you in a mighty way. Or in a very efficient and effective way. To build his church. His kingdom and his temple. Let me close in prayer. Father, thank you for this morning. David gathered good things, many, many important materials and people and the site, so that the temple can be built. Solomon did it because you were with him. Today, Lord, you as the son of David did it. You died and you rose again, and now you commanded us to continue and fulfill the task of building your kingdom, your body of Christ, the church, throughout the world. Thank you for calling us and using us. I hope this congregation members and as a whole will be used in your will, pleasure, and in a mighty way until the whole task is completed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.